Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. So I feel so awkward to be here in front of you. Maharaj was speaking so sweet, eloquent, with choice to word, deep meaning. His voice was like a cuckoo bird. And by hearing my voice, you must have understood, like howling, a jackal howling. And Maharaj entering like a swan. And I am like a crow entering on the dais. So that is my understanding. I'm sure all of you must be feeling like this. All you agree with me, say Hari Bol. Yes. That is correct. So I am very, very thankful to Gauranga Prabhu for inviting me for this program. Previous time during this program, I was here, I enjoyed very much. And also Gauranga Prabhu gave me opportunity to go with different groups, Hindi group, English group. I covered 4 groups in 2 days. I wish I could have stayed another 2 days, I could cover all the groups. That would be nice. So I was very happy to get association of the devotees and talking Jagannath Katha. Yesterday 3 hours, this today also 3 hours in 2 different groups. Then today, tonight I'm going to leave. Today noon time, Gauranga Prabhu called me and said, Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj wants you to speak on the pandal. You like to speak? I was in great ecstasy to know how Maharaj can remember me. I'm an insignificant personality. So out of great ecstasy, I agreed. Yes, yes, I'll speak. But after coming here and seeing this ocean of devotees, my heart beating is increasing now. There is one ocean there and ocean of devotees here. My feeling is just like Arjun was feeling, you know, at the beginning of the battlefield. But I am sure when Maharaj gives order, same time he also empowers somebody. So, but depending on the causeless mercy of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, Chandramouli Maharaj, Madhavananda Prabhu, a great scholar, I'll tell you, even if I have taken birth in Puri, I don't know so much as researched subject matter Madhavananda Prabhu knows. Yes. So I'm very, very grateful to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. Out of love and affection, he has put me on this dais to speak you something. I'll speak very briefly because we'll have nice Harinam Sankirtan, then Damodar Ashtak. So I'll tell you something about the magnanimity of Lord Jagannath. I was telling why Lord comes to this material world. He comes to deliver the sinful, fallen living entities. And how he delivers to fallen living entities? By his mercy. And Bhagavan has unlimited form, anadi ananta rupam, has unlimited Bhagavat swarupas are there. So, in different form Lord comes, Rama, Vamana, Narasingha. So that time he exhibits that much mercy, magnanimity, as much as needed. If people are less fallen, then that Bhagavan comes with less mercy. Satya Yug, Lord came, people are not so fallen. So Bhagavan not necessary to exhibit much mercy that time. But in Kali Yuga, most fallen, So that Bhagavan has to come, who is most merciful. So that is Lord Jagannath, magnanimity. Only few points I'll mention to you in regards to unique magnanimity nature of Lord Jagannath. One thing you should observe, in all over India, we have so many Vishnu temples. But Jagannath temple is exception in the way that once a year Lord Jagannath is the only deity where Mula Vigraha, who is worshipped on the Ratna Singhasan, he leaves his Ratna Singhasan and comes out of the temple on the street. No other temple you will see like this. So that is one of his magnanimity. Lord Jagannath knows how these Kali Yuga people are so lazy. They may not come to see me. So I have to go give my darshan to them. That is Lord Jagannath. One thing comes to mind. In every incarnation, starting from Lord Narayan, all their hands are engaged. Sankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma, all swords, all kinds of dhanush, ban. In Lord Krishna, he has no weapon. He's busy playing on his flutes. But Jagannath, what is holding in his hand? What is holding? Just stretching his hands. That's it. That is Jagannath. To embrace everybody. It's magnanimity of Jagannath. Jagannath Swami ke. Then next magnanimity. You go all over India, all Vishnu temples, Tirupati, Sridangam, Srinathji temple, everywhere. The Lord receiving service only from high-class Brahmanas. Only Brahmanas can get into the Garbhagriha and render service. But Jagannath Puri is exception. Jagannath Puri temple, Jagannath is the only place where Jagannath is served by high-class Brahmanas and lower than lowest, low-class Sabaras. 11 months Lord Jagannath worshipped by Brahmanas, but 1 month by intimate service, not by Brahmanas. They are called Daitapatis from Vishwabhusa Sabara family. They are not a Brahman. They are not Kshatriya. They are not a Vaisya. They are not a Sudra even if. They are untouchable, lower than Sudra. And see the Jagannath culture. What position they have got? They have received? All Brahmanas, devotees, they are all Jagannath's devotee. But these Daitapatis, the Sabara people, they are not Jagannath's devotee. They are Jagannath's family members. So that is difference. The head Brahmana here, known as Pati Mahapatra, very big designation. Pati Mahapatra. The Savaras, the Daitapatis. What is Daita means? Daita means dear. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Very dear. So that is Jagannath culture. Jagannath is the perfect aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is meant originally, he has been worshipped by some tribal savar. So he is the fittest God to be worshipped anyone, whatever fallen one may be, in all over the world. That's how we see where International Society for Krishna Consciousness, all over the world, people are so much fond of Jagannath. Every house, every temple, every city, everywhere Jagannath. So now Jagannath's market is very high now. Everywhere Jagannath. So that is magnanimity of Lord Jagannath. What higher position? The lowest person, he gives the highest. It's not only my devotee, they're my family members. When Jagannath Navakalpa takes place, the Savara Vansa people, they also do, just like we shave our heads, do Shraddha ceremony, this, that, they're like that much. That great is Jagannath culture. And Jagannath, people are very strict in Jagannath temple, very traditional, very strict, little bit this way, that way, they'll do Mahasnan, everything. You see, Lord is Anur Anyan Mahatma Mahiyan. He's very strict and super loose also. When his temple, very strict. When he comes out of the temple, anybody can go embrace the Lord. Doesn't mean you're Brahman, you're Chandal, Sudra, doesn't consider anything. Nowhere in India you'll find maximum, they will allow you go and touch the feet. But here, anybody can go and embrace Lord Jagannath there. I have seen sometimes when Jagannath is on the chariot, some Jagannath pujaris would be standing, leaning on Jagannath, putting their hand like this, not standing. Yeah. Some noontime, once I saw somebody lying on his belly, sleeping, not leaning on his belly. I have not seen any God gives himself like this. Do whatever you do with me. Right? That's why he's Lord of the universe. He's Jagatnath. He's Lord of the universe. Very, very, very liberal. Very liberal. And out of all magnanimity quality of Lord Jagannath, I like the best his magnanimity. One aspect of magnanimity I like the best. I'll tell you now. You do Janmashtami. You do fasting up to what time? Up to midnight. Gaur Purnima Narsingha Chaturdashi, fasting up to evening time. Ram Navami Radhashtami, fasting up to afternoon. But when we do Snan Purnima Jagannath's appearance day, Rath Yatra, how long you do the fasting? No fasting. Eating. As Maharaj just said, we follow the direct meaning, no indirect meaning, right? Direct instruction. There is no fasting. And Jagannath has introduced. Jagannath knows how lazy we are. We are not into all this tapasya. That's why I say, Srila Prabhupada is very merciful. You must have heard many times how Jagannath gave a boon to Indradyumna. Indradyumna asked a boon, please bless me out of three boon. One boon is you have to eat whole day, eat and eat, your prasad will be distributed. You will eat, wash your hand before your hand dry, then you have to eat. So that is Jagannath. And Prabhupada is so merciful, out of unlimited Bhagavat Swarup, Prabhupada gave us two best gods. One Jagannath eating god and Gauranga Mahaprabhu dancing god. So that is Hare Krishna movement. Hare Krishna movement is chant, dance and take Mahaprasad. If you analyze Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he was doing in Gambhira? What is Hare Krishna movement? Now of course when Kali Yuga is progressing, we have to get into so many varieties of programs, pendal programs, then slide presentations, seminars, all kinds of things we have. But that time Mahapurush movement means what he was doing in Gambhira? Just chanting and dancing, they become tired, go take bath in ocean, take Mahaprasad, then chanting and dancing. That is what they are doing. This is Hare Krishna movement. But Mahapurush started. The two best God Prabhupada had given us, Lord Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And next is magnanimity of Jagannath is Mahaprasad. Mahaprasad. I have told many times, you might have heard, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, his Mahabadanya. We Kali Yuga people, we cannot do tapasya, dhyana, we cannot do yajna, we cannot do archana. ही अंडरस्टैंड मंद सुमंद मत यह मंद भाग्य है उपद्रुत यू पीपल आर टू लेजी ऑल यू हैव टू डू चांट हरे कृष्णा बट ऑल ऑफ अस यू मस्ट हैव एक्सपीरियंस्ड व्हेन एवर वी टेक बिट बैग पिक अप द बिट बैग व्हाट हैपन्स टू अस वी ऑल फॉल स्लीपी सो व्हाट टू डू वी आर नॉट ओनली लेजी वी आर सुपर लेजी That's a Jagannath, Lord Jagannath came with a new procedures. How to deliver the super lazy people? So what is Mahaprabhu brought the weapon? Harinam Sankirtan. But what is Lord Jagannath's weapon? What Jagannath is famous for? Mahaprasad ki. When Japamala you pick up, you may fall sleepy. When Mahaprasad plate will come, you fall sleepy and look up. That is what Jagannath is. Jagannath is so merciful that people cannot afford, they cannot afford not to go back to Godhead. Yes. You cannot afford not to go back to Godhead. That is policy of Lord Jagannath. It's the Mahaprasad. I'll be very brief, speaking one or two things regarding, I'll speak about Mahaprasad. This Mahaprasad is very important for us. Puri people, they claim that Jagannath Prasad is only Mahaprasad. They don't accept any other Prasad as Mahaprasad. Sometime, we go to invite some of our friendly Jagannath Pandas. We tell, because in ISKCON, the noon offering, whatever you bring to deity, Mahaprasad plate, isn't it? Mahaprasad plate. So we tell them, please come, today you can have Mahaprasad. Or Radha Giridhari Mahaprasad. They became very angry. Hey, what Mahaprasad? That is not Mahaprasad. Only Jagannath Prasad is Mahaprasad. Yes, they claim like that. So I have been hearing. But I have now 2 points to plead on their behalf, for pleading on their behalf, to justify their claim. Why they say only Jagannath Prasad is Mahaprasad has come to my mind to help them. They don't know. I know what it is. They just say it is nothing else Mahaprasad. So what we call Mahaprasad? What is can we identify as Mahaprasad? That plate goes in front of the deity. That is Mahaprasad. Then we bring and mix with others. But Jagannath temple, what happens? Everything cooked goes in front of the deity. So that's why it is all Mahaprasad, real Mahaprasad. That is one reason. And one more reason is, when we take some Mahaprasad, then some devotee take, oh, Mahamahaprasad, Gurudev's Mahamahaprasad, isn't it? Prasad, accepted by a devotee, become Mahaprasad. Nowhere in India, it happens. They offer to Lord, and they bring and give to you. That is Prasad. But only in Puri, it becomes Mahaprasad. Why? Because after offering to Lord Jagannath, then they offer to Bimala Devi. That's why it becomes Mahaprasad. The two reasons, you know, in their favor to claim that this is only Mahaprasad. I'm just pleading for them. You know, I accept our ISKCON Mahaprasad also Mahaprasad. I'm just pleading for them. So you have heard the famous story of the Mahaprasad. I'm not going to repeat it fully, that how Narad Muni went, got Narayana Prasad, then Shiva got, Parvati did not get, become very angry, then Lord came, okay, don't be worried. I will appear Jagannath Puri, whatever Prasad will you offer to you, the first will you offer to you, Bimala. So to satisfy Bimala, he said, you stay next to me. Lord Shiva, you did not give Mahaprasad to Parvati, you stay out. No. That's all Shiva temples in outer courtyard. You see, and Kasi Vishwanath, you stay out just to pacify Parvati. And Lord is very, is very intelligent to manage the situation. So that pastime I'm not going to say. I'll tell you, one more practical incident took place in Puri. There is a follower of Shankaracharya, very dear disciple of Shankaracharya, Adi Shankaracharya, not present Shankaracharya. His name was Padmapada. Actually, originally his name was Sadananda. Sadananda and Shankaracharya used to love Sadananda very much. And the ashram, because Shankaracharya used to love Sadananda so much, other god brothers, they become very envious. Why Gurudev loves him so much? And Shankaracharya could understand the others are envious. They don't know the great quality of Sadananda. To make others understand how great is Sadananda, Shankaracharya, he invented something to show them, to prove. So once Shankaracharya sent Sadananda to go other side of the river to do some work. So when he was other side of the river, then all of a sudden big flood came. The whole river got flooded full with water swelling. Then Shankaracharya went with his group of disciples and calling, "Oh, Sadananda, 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 come here, come here." And Sadananda could hear Gurudev is calling. But water is swelling, big flooding. How can he cross the water? Then Sadananda meditating. He's thinking, "I have taken shelter of my spiritual master. By remembering the lotus feet of my spiritual master, I am supposed to cross over the material ocean, Bhava Samudra. If the lotus feet of my spiritual master can help me to cross over the material ocean, can't I cross a small river like this?" So this strong determination, the Sadananda put his feet on the water. Other side, Shankaracharya and his disciples, they're watching. Then they were watching, as soon as he put his feet on the water, one beautiful lotus flower manifested there. Then again another step. Then he crossed the river like this. Then Shankaracharya said, he proved how Sadananda is a great devotee, great personality. From that day he was known as Padma Pada, Padma Phula, lotus flower manifested under his feet. Then Adi Shankaracharya, he met Padmapada, the head of the Govardhan Matha here. And Shankaracharya, though they are Mayavadis, Nirakarvadis, you'll see how really Shankaracharya was so personal. He was not impersonal. He had main personality in Jagannath Temple, and Jagannath Temple things happen so personal way. I was telling this morning how they woke up Jagannath, they dressed Jagannath with gamcha, going to bathroom. Jagannath is, Maharaj is telling also that he has a toothbrush, brushing tooth, tongue cleaners, impersonal God does like this, cleaning his tongues like this. Once I went with Maharaj to Ramkumar Prabhu's house, and he was telling, Maharaj, not only were cleaning his teeth and tongue cleaner, once a week we are shaving his beard also. They do like that. It's impersonal. It's more than personality. And Shankaracharya was leading this temple. And being his follower, the Padmapadam, one day he went to temple. And then he came to know the glories of the Mahaprasadam. So during the description of glories of the Mahaprasadam, he came to know the Mahaprasad is offered to Lord Jagannath in the process of Nigama. There's Nigama and Agama. As you know, Nigama Kalpataru Galitang Phalang Sukamukhadamrita Dravasanjutang. Nigama means the Vedic process, called Nigama. And Agama is Tantric process. So Jagannath Temple has gone through all kinds of things. Sometimes Tantric they took over, sometimes Buddhist they took over. All kinds of things Jagannath Temple had gone through. So this system is there. So he came to know the prasad is offered to Lord Jagannath in Nigama process that become prasad. Then when it is offered in tantric process to Bimala, in Agama process that becomes Mahaprasad. Padmapada was not happy. He could not accept because the staunch follower of Nigama, the Veda, Vedic, everything. They know only Veda, nothing else except Veda. So he could not accept. How can it be Mahaprasad? He just left temple. He was very worried. What to do? Then he came back to the Govardhan Math. He had a meditation, meditating on his guru, Shankaracharya. He closed his eyes his meditation, all he could see, the big, big eyes of Lord Jagannath, big eyes of Lord Jagannath. Then he saw from his eyes, the Shankaracharya appeared in his meditation. Shankaracharya told Padmapad, "You should not doubt that Jagannath Prasad is not Mahaprasad, you should not doubt about it. Jagannath is Param Brahma. But he is Jagatnath, he is devotee, he is God of everybody. People can worship in the process of Nigama, process of Agama, whatever they want. So you should not doubt, develop any doubt on it. You should respect Jagannath Prasad." Many other things also Shankaracharya explained to him. How Jagannath, his devotee, whatever way, je jathamang prapadyante tang tathaiva bhajamiham, I reciprocate accordingly, so don't doubt. So after seeing this, then Padmapada was thinking, it's true, or some hallucination, what it is? Gurudev is telling like this. Then he went to sleep. When he slept, in his dream, he saw one cowherd boy came, holding a pot of yogurt. One cowherd boy came in his dream. And that boy said, "Oh, Padmapad, I am that boy. I am that Gopal that Rig Veda has described about me. Because they follow Veda, no? This Rig Veda has described about that Gopal. That Giridhari Gopal, I am that Gopal. You don't believe. I manifest in many, many forms. So this is also another form. I personally accept everything. So you should not have any doubts. Few other things also. That Gopal form that in his dream he saw. That tomorrow you should go. And definitely your doubts will be clarified." The next morning, Padmapada woke up early morning, took bath. He did all his early morning sadhana. Then went, noontime he went to the temple. Now there he saw, in front of Jagannath Balada Subhadra, deity, mountains of prasadam, pots are there, na, bhoga, rice, dal, sabji. And then when he was taking darshan, then he found there's one cowherd boy standing on top of that heap of food stuffs, just like Lord Krishna standing on top of Giri Govardhan. Then he saw that boy is eating everything. That boy is eating everything. Looking at Padmapada and smiling. And he's eating everything. And after some time, that boy entered into the body of Lord Jagannath. Then Padmapada, he developed full faith that this is real Mahaprasad. The point I'm trying to make, the Shankara Panthis, follower of Shankaravadi, Shankara path, they're very difficult personalities. They're not so easy to be convinced. But still, this Padmapada, he was convinced that Jagannath Prasad is Mahaprasad, then immediately he begged forgiveness to Lord Jagannath, then went to Ananda Bazar, and happily he took Mahaprasad. Then Mahaprasad ki. So then I'll tell you one small pastime of how Lord Jagannath is non-different from Gauranga Mahaprabhu. You have heard from Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, how King Pratabarudra was so eager to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu said, no, he's a Vishayi, materialistic person. I can't give my darshan to him. I can't see him. But he was a great devotee of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu's devotees were very, very affectionate towards King also. So then they decided, okay, Mahaprabhu doesn't want to see Pratabarudra, who is a materialistic person, but let Pratabarudra see Mahaprabhu. No, there is no problem. So how can you do like this, that Mahaprabhu will not see and Pratabarudra will see? So they arranged that sometimes Mahaprabhu, when he's chanting, dancing, he faints also. So one time, they arranged that Pratabarudra come and hidingly, he'll see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting and dancing. So they managed. They brought Pratabarudra.
And Mahaprabhu with devotees chanting, dancing, great ecstasy, all ashtasattvic vikar manifesting, all tears rolling down, or maybe like syringe coming from his eyes. And he's rolling on the ground, dust all over his body, and saliva coming from eyes, tear, water running from the eyes, from his nose also, foam coming, saliva coming, all over, dusty and muddy. Pratapadudra, he was convinced that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhagavan, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya saying he is Bhagavan, his Gurudev Kasi Mishra. He was so respectful to Kasi Mishra that this king, before he go to bed every night, he would come and message the lotus feet of Kasi Mishra, his spiritual master. And all these people are saying he is Bhagavan, so he must be Bhagavan. But when he went back, then he's meditating. What kind of Bhagavan he is? No? He doesn't look like he's all muddy, dusty, it's all water coming from his nose and eyes. No? A little bit, you know, he has doubt. So that day, he went to sleep. And that night he saw a dream. In dream he saw that he went to Jagannath temple. Then when he entered Jagannath temple, and he looked upon Jagannath, then he saw Jagannath deity, whole deity is covered with dust and mud. And from Jagannath's eyes and nose, water is dripping. From his mouth, saliva is dripping on the floor. She's completely puzzled. What is happening? Why deity look like this? He could not understand anything. Then he went forward to touch the lotus feet of Jagannath. Then he could hear, hey, don't touch me, don't touch me. No? I am so dirty, no, I am muddy. You are king wearing silk cloth. You have chandan, agur, kasturi, scented thing, body. So I am so dirty, don't touch me, don't touch me. Then Prataparaja was surprised. Then Prataparaja looked on the altar. Then he saw Jagannath deity has transformed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. No. Then he realized, what a great mistake I had done. I could not accept. So Jagannath, non-different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he proved. There are many instances. Also once one South Indian Brahman, very poor Brahman, nothing to eat. He came. And he came to Jagannath, please, give me some money, give me some wealth. I am a very poor person. Then Jagannath did not give him anything. When Jagannath gives, he doesn't put into your pocket. You know? He has his own way how to give. But he saying, if you don't give, I'll do fasting, I'll die. For 7 days, he did not eat anything. Then last day, he came to ocean. I'll drown myself into the ocean. Sitting on the sea beach, he's looking to the ocean and meditating. My Lord, what happened? You did not give any mercy to me. I have no money now. Then he saw huge personality like a mountain emerging from the ocean. Helmet, royal dress. Then he realized, wow, now Lord Jagannath is coming. Because I said I'll commit suicide. So Jagannath is coming to bless me. That personality came to closer. Then that form completely transformed, became simple form. Then he started walking. And this poor Brahman also chasing him. Then at one point, that big personality turned to him. Hey, who are you? Why are you chasing me? No. You are Jagannath. You are Bhagavan. Please give me some money. He said, no, I am not Jagannath. Yes. Then he said, no, I am not Jagannath. You want money? I am going to see Jagannath. I'll pray for you. Please come with me. Then they went. When they went to Totagopinath. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was with other devotees. So this person went with this poor Brahman. Then Mahaprabhu recognized who is this person came out of the ocean. He was Bibhishan. He was Bibhishan. And Mahaprabhu talking to Bibhishan. And all devotees, they don't know who is this person. So personally Mahaprabhu talking to him. And course of the Mahaprabhu asking, how are you, this, that. One point he said, you see, that fellow standing there, he he's harassing my Jagannath so much. Asking, give me money, as if Jagannath has no other business waiting to give money to him. So why don't you go and give some money to him? He'll be happy. There's more discussion, and briefly I'm telling you. No? So then Vibhishan left, that poor Brahman. Poor Brahman was expecting that Vibhishan will take him to see Lord Jagannath. Pray Lord Jagannath, give some money. But Vibhishan is going back to the ocean. And the poor Brahman said, what happened? You're supposed to go to Jagannath to get something for me. Then Vibhishan says, what foolish are you? Did you not see Jagannath? No, where is Jagannath? Yes, I spoke, that person I spoke, he is Jagannath. Oh, really? Why don't you tell me? I could have asked him money there. Then Vibhishan says, yes, you don't have to ask. Before you ask, he is Antarjami, he understands, he knows. That's why he told me to give you some money. So you don't be worried. No, I must go. I must see that Lord Jagannath. Then that person came. Then he realized what a wrong thing he was expecting from the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He understood. He took shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus he was blessed. So this is another instance how Mahaprabhu has proved that is non-different from Jagannath. Jai Jagannath Swami ki, Samvet Bhakta Vrinda ki, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj ki, His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.
RG Media YouTube channel. Like, share, subscribe.